I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. So Jackson Glassy has a question, and he asks.
What was your name again?
Jackson Glassy.
You gotta laugh every time. Okay, so Jackson Glassy has a question, and he asks, what do you think are the most disappointing projects in hip-hop history? Not bad projects, but ones that just failed with failed hype.
Got one.
Do you feel like Yeezus is one?
I feel like Yeezus is one.
I didn't know what to expect.
I think it's too split down the middle on that one now. I don't think that people will look at that as a...
But that's what they were saying, like not necessarily bad, but just like
it was definitely a letdown. I didn't know what to expect out of Yeezus.
But I disagree with that because it appeared on so many people's list at the end of the year. I think if you say Yeezus was a bad album, you know, people are questioning.
And that's cool. Like everybody is not FIFO, and for me, it was a letdown. It was a disappointment. I didn't even know what to expect. You know, but I didn't like it.
You didn't know what to expect on Yeezus?
On Yeezus? Nah. I didn't know. Like,
but, yeah, what does it
yeah, but see, like, if you, because you wasn't basing it off of Dark Twisted Fantasy? Like,
I wasn't basing it off, like, with Kanye, you kind of don't know what you're going to get, but I didn't like what I got from Yeezus. So it kind of let me down. Just like I know 808s and Heartbreaks was a letdown for you, wasn't it? You didn't know what it was going to be until you
heard it. It wasn't a letdown for me at all.
You didn't really like it.
I knew it was going to be some bullshit when I already was working on it. MC Hammer's the Funky Headhunter.
That was a letdown.
You crazy as hell. You weren't jamming that shit. It's all good. Y'all ready for this? You know you like that shit. Stop lying.
Funky Headhunter has to be a
you crazy.
Pumps in the box. Just because of that video alone, him and that damn Speedo on that damn
that shit was tight.
No.
That shit was tight.
That shit was tighter.
Yeah, that shit was kind of tight. A little too tight. Y'all hate me.
B, what you got? Give me a bad album. Give me a bad album.
Like what was disappointing?
Just terrible.
Eminem, did you like, what about Eminem's latest album? Did you have high expectations for that?
No, I mean, I didn't.
Man, there's a lot of bad albums. I can't believe
you didn't have high expectations for Eminem album?
I know artists I'm disappointed in, like artists that I thought they were going to do something. Like Joel Santana was always one of those. I always liked them, and he had kind of like a buzz, and then he just fell off. So y'all didn't like the Diplomats and all of that?
No.
Oh, I did.
Oh, okay.
Damn, I when Diplomats first came out, I love their style and everything. And I just feel like they faded.
What about Crit's debut album?
Biggest
disappointment
of all time.
Is it all time?
No, it's not all time. No. Just most disappointing.
Just bad album.
Not even necessarily, but it didn't say bad album.
Not necessarily bad projects, but time. Just ones with failed hype.
What's the question again?
Kind of like a letdown.
Yeah.
What albums let you down?
Yeah, like what do you think are the most disappointing projects in hip-hop history? Not bad projects, but ones with failed hype.
Yeah, I don't think...
I guess they could be considered as bad, too, though.
Yeah, I don't think Crit's album was a bad album or anything. It wasn't as good as his mixtapes.
But did it have the hype behind it, though?
Did it?
Yeah, it had a lot of hype behind it. Mm-hmm. Big Crit's debut album?
Because
what are you talking about?
Off of his three mixtapes.
Yeah.
A lot of
hype.
Hey, B, I think I got one.
I got one, too, but go ahead.
Snoop Dogg's debut with No Limit.
That had no hype.
No, I didn't.
No, it did. Sure? It did.
Think about it, though. Think about it. He was signing with No Limit. Yeah. Let's think about this for a second. Come on.
Nobody thought that was going to be good. Come on, kid. Nah, man.
It wasn't a good album.
What was it called? To pay the cost to be the boss?
Yeah. Nobody thought that was good.
Because right before that, he dropped Dogfather, and that wasn't good either.
Dogfather, right. That was. I think that was some leftover songs he had with
Death Row.
With Death Row. Yeah. That
was good.
It just,
I like Dogfather. I didn't think it was terrible.
Wait, did you really?
I think it was bad. It wasn't like my favorite project.
Because it was coming from Doggy Style. I think a lot of people was like, oh shit, it's his second album.
But he changed his style up a little bit. I didn't think it was a really bad
album. I think that's why people was calling it like so terrible. But I get what Mike's saying. Like if you listen to Dogfather first and never heard Doggy Style, you probably be like, okay, this dude is cool. But I think with Doggy Style being so where it's at, you hear Dogfather, you like, man, this some bullshit. Like, you know, I'm serious. Though,
that's how I was. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but it, I, but when I look, when I listen back to Dogfather, I'm like, Dogfather is really not a bad album. Like,
yeah, I had
the way
to
we made
it. Again.
Yeah, the way we made it.
I remember when
like
I first
it
heard it. I
what about like, Nas album?
The last Ooh. Nas album was definitely Ooh. The biggest disappointment.
Oh, hell yeah. Street's Disciple was a damn letdown for me, man.
You said you had one, Mike.
Why you finish talking about the Nas one?
Oh, yeah. That kind of made me, like, stop buying. I kind of was. But you just threw it back. Like,
I gave it to you.
Nah. But that was, like, the last Nas album that made me stop buying Nas albums. Like, I had
really?
To. Yeah. Street's Disciples.
I didn't think it was that.
It was like that for
me. Street's Disciples?
Yeah. Because I bought almost every Nas album before that. When I got to that one, I'm like, nah, I can't do it no more, Nas. I got a preview of shit now.
What about LL Cool J's GOAT?
That was the last one, right?
No, the last one was authentic.
Yeah, that should count.
Yeah, that should count.
Shit.
But no, but 13. What did he make some?
I don't know,
because they had was it DMS on that one?
I don't know. I didn't fucking know. Shit was terrible.
Was Hairsprung on that one?
Hairsprung.
I don't know.
Hairsprung was on that.
No, I thought that's the one that had Ratchet.
Okay,
Ratchet chicks.
No,
hold on, GOAT.
Oh,
did you all not like
GOAT?
I love Kool J
GOAT.
I didn't like GOAT.
Okay, look, a legendary rapper names her album GOAT.
Greatest of all time.
You don't be like, man, I wonder what he's gonna do with that.
I mean,
come on, man.
I wouldn't listen to LL.
Nah, you know, because when he named it GOAT, you was like, did he really just name it GOAT?
That's what I'm saying. So it was kind of a disappointment. It was like,
but was it though? Because
it was for me.
But so you named it GOAT, you thought it was GOAT?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be dead ass honest.
Right.
I've never been a huge fan of LL. I liked, of course, his first couple records, but then when he started making shit strictly for chicks, I was like, ah, this is boring. I don't like this. But I always thought LL could spit.
Okay.
Cause he can.
Yeah,
LL can spit.
No, he can.
So when he said, "I am naming my album GOAT," and I remember he came out with the jacket and had GOAT across the back of it, I was like, okay, well. Maybe he's going to actually be rapping.
Like, my bad.
Yes. And then when it came out, it's like, this sounds like some old typical bullshit ass LL album.
You
so,
really
the intro was hard,
it,
though. That,
yeah.
The intro was cool. The intro was hard as hell. That's about it.
The rest of it was soft Drake shit.
I got an album, though. I think off the top of my head is.
Yeah, so wait a second. Phenomenon? So did you ever hear Phenomenon before that?
Something like Phenomenon.
That's the one with 432.
Like, if you were a Phenomenon.
That's the one with 432.
Yeah, I think at that point. But I see what you're saying. Like, greatest of all time, you think he's probably going to go back to...
Right.
Yeah.
Because nobody names a rapper that just does, like, chick singles greatest of all time or GOAT. They're never even in the conversation. So I thought he was going to be spitting, and he wasn't.
Even though this album is not as horrible, but at the time when I first got it, I was a little disappointed. It's coming off their first three albums was "Beast Rounds of Life" by Tribe Called Quest.
Mm.
Then they had "Consequence" on there. I'm like, I'm like, this is not Fife and Q-Tip. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, who is this "Consequence"? Like, so yeah, coming off of Midnight Marauders, Low End Theory, and they People's Instinct with Travels, I was like, yeah, I was, you know, slightly disappointed with that album.
What about IndieCud?
Yeah,
because he was talking all this stuff about what the record was going to sound like and all these features he was going to have, and when it came out, I was just like, this is...
So you still don't like it?
What anything? About the last Death Grips for you?
Because remember you said you reviewed it, and it was just...
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
I was very, very... Actually, I was extremely disappointed. I was very sad. That really, really, really disappointed me. I was like, this is the best that y'all could give me right now. And you know, another big disappointment was, and I know he already hates me and shit, but that fucking Cannibal Ox EP. You can't give me one of the best hip hop albums of all time, period, and then you come back with something that's relatively mediocre. That was depressing. I still love you, Vast. You still my dude.
Hands down for me is Lasers. Lupe's Lasers.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, coming off the cool, like I was like,
I'm with you on that. I forgot about that damn album. But again, I think even like we said in the review, Lupe didn't necessarily disappoint. The music behind it was disappointing. I'm still conflicted with that one.
For what?
Why?
Lupe's Lasers.
I got confused when you said. So when you said you're talking about him rapping.
Yeah, yeah. The lyrics were there. It's just musically, it just. I can't even get. I can't even go back
to. It was too pop, man.
Yeah, it was. It was.
What about Yellow Wolf?
Yes, Radioactive. Yes, it was.
And Slaughterhouse.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Damn. Fuck Shady. God damn, Ken.
And another one.
I know. Who else on Shady pissed you off, Ken?
But that's some good ones. That's some good ones.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah, Radioactive was definitely.
Shit, Slaughterhouse, I think, was.
Yeah, I think even more.
Even over in the radio.
And Joe Budden's debut album, too.
Oh, yeah.
He had a debut?
We did the review.
No Love Lost?
Yeah.
Because he was talking about his debut on. Wait a second. No, that wasn't his debut album.
Well, not his debut. I'm sorry. No.
Not debut.
That wasn't his debut. I'm sorry. But his first album since signing, being a group with Slaughterhouse. That was his first solo album. Because he had the mixtape, A Loose Quarter. And that shit was dope. And I'm like, okay, is he gonna do the same damn thing? The album came out and it was the same damn thing. Mixtape is dope, album fucking whack.
Carter 4, would that qualify after Carter 3?
Alright.
That would actually. That would qualify. I mean, but with Wayne, it's like hit it.
But we're talking about after Carter 3. You know, after Carter 3.
Well, that's true. That's
you
true.
Frame it with Carter 3 coming out and doing what he did, and then you put out Carter 4.
What was in between Carter 3 and Carter 4? Wasn't there like a mixtape or something?
Yeah, there was some dedications.
And they were whack, weren't they?
Yep.
So you kind of should have saw that coming.
Yeah.
Nothing with Jay-Z? Nobody gonna throw Jay-Z in the
Jay-Z?
Fucking, the fire.
I guess Volume 1.
Goddamn Throne was a fucking disappointment.
Hey, you can't call that his album, though.
I'm not calling it.
Yeah.
I'm saying it was but a disappointment.
No, it wasn't.
Not to me.
Shitty as it was.
That was some bullshit.
Not to me.
I know it wasn't
to the album. Nah, it was to me, man. Church in the Wild, fucking.
It's like three songs.
Well, I mean, like, it's not a wack album.
I know we're missing a lot, so y'all.
Del, I think Del's 11th Hour was a fucking disappointment.
I feel like you guys are going to think of a whole bunch of albums after this.
I'm sure we will.
Mm-hmm. No, we're going to, I'm pretty sure.
It's like it's like
going down now.
I can't believe you didn't think of so-and-so.
So you were talking about DMX, B?
Yeah, I've been saying, what y'all DMX fans think?
Of what?
I think DMX just gradually fell off. Like, it's not necessarily like it was disappointing. It just, after
50 Cent fell off, too.
Oh yeah, what you gonna call it?
Curtis?
No. The one that was supposed to be his big
Valentine.
No.
What?
No, not the massacre was all right. What? No, yeah, massacre wasn't was bad. Great. What you talking about? No, the one with Psycho on it. Oh, what the fuck?
I know what
Street
you're
Immortal?
No, it was his last album.
Not before I set the strip.
Yes, that was a disappointment. That record was a huge disappointment because, like, I think one of the first songs I heard was
fell off by that point though.
Yeah, he fell off, but that was supposed to be.
He had a couple good projects. Like War Angel was a really good
War Angel
project.
And Streets Immortal was good. Yeah, both of those mixtapes were fucking great. Yeah. But, and then he released that Psycho single, so I thought that he was going to be back on his shit.
Mm.
And then Rick Ross fucking made him cry, and he ain't been the same since.
Yeah, I guess 50 felt some type of way since he couldn't kill Ross's career like he did Ja.
Exactly.
And I don't know, but it kind of like...
worked the first time.
Yeah, it did. And for me, I think just personally, after he came at Ross and after he said he was going to retire after the whole Kanye thing, if he outsold him, he just became lame after that. Did. And I just like, okay, 50, I can't... Musically, I can't fuck with you like that no more.
Well, shit, fucking... Okay, Encore. Encore was easily the biggest, to me, one of the biggest hip-hop disappointments, top five all time.
Coming off Marshall Mathers and Eminem Show.
Like, when he gave you three easy classic albums, and then he gave you a turd.
Ass turd.
Like, yeah. Ass, like, that was one of the best songs on the album, though.
But it was
rest of that
bad.
Shit.
That's how bad the album was.
Yeah,
damn.
That was easily one of the biggest hip-hop disappointments.
So Jay-Z never disappointed? I think Volume 1?
I mean, my least favorite Jay album is probably Volume 2.
And it's still my favorite.
And it's not that bad.
What's the name of it? Volume 2?
Hard Not Life.
What? That's your least favorite?
Yeah, man had too many commercial hits.
On man, that you shit. Goddamn tripping.
Yeah. You stupid.
No, I'm not saying you stupid, but nah, Volume 2 Hard Not Life is definitely one of my favorites.
What about Ice Cube's War Versus? Is it War Versus
Peace? War Versus
Peace. I mean, you can't.
Ain't nobody listen really.
No, but.
That wasn't no disappointment. No, I think that nobody heard it.
No, I think that. Wait a second, though.
No.
Follow me, though. Hold on. I think that was right. I think that signified that. The and end of Ice
Cube. Oh, man. No. Yeah, because the movies is what, like, kind of mess him up.
But it's not that, and then he dropped War Versus.
Do you really
Peace,
expect
right?
him to drop, like, a death certificate after doing, like, who? Are we
no,
there
no,
yet?
I didn't think I was going to get that, though.
I think it's going to be that bad.
Nah, yeah. I did. There was no way he was going to come back.
Yeah, there was no way he was going to come back thuggish. He didn't want to lose that movie money.
Nah, man.
There's no way. What the fuck happened to Charles Hamilton?
Oh man,
that ain't no disappointment. I always thought it was whack.
Really? I used to like Charles.
I like
Charles.
You didn't like his concept shit?
Pink Lava Lamp was the shit. And then
Oh, the one I played for you?
That was it. I didn't like
it. So you hadn't heard him when I had gave it to
you? That mixtape you gave me. I mean, that was it.
After he got punched by that chick,
that was it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Then he did the executive producer, Dilla.
I remember that.
He couldn't go back and he tried.
Because Marv even came at him about that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Everybody in church
he checked himself into
I like Charles Hamilton.
I never liked him. I just thought his whole like overall everything about him was just lame to me. Like, not that I have
Sonic
anything.
Thing.
Yeah, it was just like you're trying too fucking hard. It was like. It was almost a gimmick.
It didn't seem and like it around that time. Though.
It did to me because it was like
because who was doing? Yeah, like, nobody was really doing that.
It was still a gimmick because it was he was like talking about it way too much, and then it just became bigger than his music, and I didn't think his music was all that great. I thought he was.
You know what I think happened to him? He just put out too much work like so quick. It was like every day is a mixtape. And it started to, you know what I'm saying? I think personally that's what killed it. The punch started it, and then after that.
He couldn't recover after that.
Yeah.
Because I don't even remember the punch.
You don't remember the punch?
The punch was the end of his career, but that's not what, like, killed him. That was, like, the last straw.
That was like a fatality.
Remember, he pissed off Rhyme Fest, then that turned into a big issue, and then he had a couple other lies. I forget what they were. Was it him that got into that issue with Black Suede?
Yeah, because it was over that beat, right?
Over the beat.
Yeah.
And then Charles Hamilton was saying, I didn't steal your beat.
Yep, I remember.
Black Spade took the track, and then you could see, I don't know, this is some technical fucking producer shit, but he put it in some program, and you can see Black Spade's track clearly in there. So it was like that, it was just like all this shit, and then like, he killed himself, man. He killed himself.
Thank you again, Jackson, for your question, and don't forget to send the rest of your questions to our email or our Twitter at AskDEHH. Subscribe to us on Dead End Hip Hop on YouTube, and follow me at Sire Music on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and YouTube. I always forget the last one.